密课堂听 class.com。
在线英语听力室 ，teamroom.com， 欢迎您。
Okay, so if you're ever stumped, let the friendly people you meet help you out. I've made some great friendships high in the Alps.
Fritz, hello, Rick. How are you? Nice to see you again.
Thank you. Good to see you.
How are you?
Very good. Hey, I'd like to close the program by introducing you to some people I met a long time ago at the Gimbelwald Youth Hostel. Now they're my family in Switzerland. This is Fritz Moser. And this is my friend Pat.
Hi, nice to meet you.
And this is John.
Hi, Fritz. Nice to meet you.
Please come in.
Great.
Where's Rini?
Rini.
Oh, hi, Rini. How are you?
Hello.
Ich habe Hunger. Or should I say?
Ich habe etwas gegen den Hunger.
What is that?
It means when you are hungry, I have something against this feeling.
Some medicine against
you
hunger.
You will have a bit of feeling after
that. Good.
Try the yoga.
Thank you.
I'm not advocating a cultural freeloading attitude or an ugly American pushiness. Just an understanding that I'm as interesting to these Swiss friends as they are to me.
But Florian in his school will learn to write... Hi, German.
Hi, German.
Hi, German is for children, new language.
So, sprichst du Hi, Hochdeutsch?
Yes.
Where did that come from? Show me the hall. Wo ist die Hölle?
That's
exciting. Do you have a tooth fairy?
Very good.
Making local friends is just as important as visiting the huge museums and the glittering palaces in your travels. If you have any contacts or relatives, look them up. They don't need to be next of kin. In Austria once, I visited the father of my sister's ski teacher. That's close enough. In case you haven't figured it out yet, this stop in the Alps has been a vacation from our vacation. The same idea as last week's stay in the Italian Riviera. Halfway through any trip, I schedule a relaxed, enjoying nature break. For recharging your touristic battery, it's hard to beat Switzerland. Well, our hike's over, and once more I had fun. I hope you did too. I hope the open-air folk museum helped orient you to Swiss culture, and that you learned a little something about handling your money over here. If you fell in love with the Berner Oberland, you'll be sharing her with me. Also, I hope that I encouraged you to get out there and meet some people. I can never get enough of Switzerland. And we're not finished with her yet. Join us next week as we visit Western French-speaking Switzerland for a look at some Roman ruins, modern art, great wine, and a delicious chocolate factory tour. Until then, I'm Rick Steves, wishing you happy travels.